So, give me some insight. Give me some. I want to get your perspective on time management. What works for you? So, the first question for me I would like to ask is, firstly, I'd like to appreciate you for actually jumping on the podcast and sharing your wisdom or your information and your knowledge. So, the first question I
Thank
want
you so
to
much.
ask you is, jumping right straight into it, how do you prioritize your tasks?
Okay, basically how I prioritize my task is usually based on what's more impactful to my future and where I'm going. Because many are the times that we have a lot of at hand, but then it is not every task that we have that is impactful to our future and where we're going. So I usually rate my tasks based on how they impact my tomorrow. It could be next week, could be the month or 2 years from now. So that's my structure for prioritizing my tasks.
Okay, so what impacts your future? So in this particular, can you share an example of two, three different tasks that you prioritize differently according to how they impact your future?
Okay, so I'll give an example of, let's say I've got a deadline of recording podcast and putting out a podcast, and I also have to stick to my workout schedule because I try to work out and be healthy on daily basis. So in that scenario, when I am faced with both, I will obviously prioritize recording my podcast. Because then it positions me in a place of where people can see to say, okay, Niza has some insights on whatever it is that he shares about, and they can tell the next person, and who knows, maybe tomorrow I'll be called for a speaking engagement on brand management or personal development in the UK. Yeah, so that's an example of how I would prioritize based on where I'm going in the future. Not that my health is not important, but in that time and season that in the time and season that I'm in right now, I think positioning myself for where I'll be tomorrow is more
More
important
important.
than, yeah.
Okay,
Yes,
great.
yes.
Now, so now in that situation, what happens? I'm pretty sure you, like every other person, gets distractions. How do you limit your distractions? Because you said there's workout and there's podcasting. What do you do, or how do you manage your distractions that come in between you doing either one of your two priority tasks?
Okay, I'm not gonna say it's very easy. It's something that I'm still trying to get a handle on, but it all comes down to me being honest with myself and true to myself, and say whatever it is that I would consider a distraction, is it for momentary gratification or is it something that will impact me in the long term? So if I rate it into the category of, okay, this would just gratify me momentarily, I would definitely try to, by all means, to put it aside. At times, maybe a chill would come up. Maybe your friends want to link up for coffee, maybe watch soccer or something like that. Yes, spending time with friends is very important, but if it comes at the wrong time and at the cost of you building towards what you want to build towards, it's a distraction. Yeah, then comes in the conversation of discipline and working around a discipline on prioritizing what's more important to you.
Interesting. Interesting that you talk about disciplines. How do you jump on and manage your deadlines? Because I mean, for you to hit a deadline definitely requires a lot of discipline. So how do you manage deadlines?
All right, so I'll start by sharing my first deadline every day. My
Okay.
first deadline every day is to make my bed, before leaving the house. So I think when it comes to managing deadlines, I really try to do it before time, like way ahead of time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So say I leave the house at 8 a.m., 9 a.m. or 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. If I wake up or start my day at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m., that's the best time for me to make my bed. Yeah. So I'll give an example of the field that I'm in. It's a field that's full of deadlines. Like graphics design is a field that's full of, deadlines. So what I try as much as possible is to do work ahead of time. Mm. So let's say I have a conversation with a client. They say, no, we need a logo design. How long will it take? Tell them it will take business working days. Mm-hmm. I try as much as possible to be done with it in one business working, so that at least by the time it's two business working days, I already have some to send to them. And I'd be lying if I said that I don't slack on deadlines at times. So I've noticed that most of the times when I slack on deadlines is it's because of procrastination. I thought I had enough time. Mm. But then the problem is that time is like a river. You know, the water that flows now and passes at the river will never come back again. And that's the same thing with time.
Exactly.
So in as much as we have the next minute or the next hour, the best minute or the best hour is right now. So I think that's what really helps me when it comes to beating deadlines.
Yeah, I like what you say about as much as we have the next minute and the next hour, the best minute, yes, and the best hour is right now. And you've mentioned, yes, procrastination. A deadly thing right now. Like a lot of us, I'm also like a victim. I don't know if I should say a victim or a culprit of procrastinating. How have you tried? I wouldn't say how have you tried to minimize procrastination? How do you as an individual minimize the procrastination? I know, of course, there's one or two times when you still get back and you still procrastinate, but how do you minimize it?
I think to some degree it boils down to the simple things like writing down what your objectives for your day are. I mentioned that I went to this from, I think, 2-3 years ago, about writing down what your objectives for the day are, in as much as it will not 100% get rid of the habit of procrastination. Mm-hmm. If something is right in front of you, it's constant reminder to say, I have to get it done. So what I usually do is I write on sticky notes to say, one, I need to do this, 2, 3, and stick it somewhere on my laptop, so that every time I am working, it constantly reminds me not to procrastinate. And also the whole idea of tomorrow is not promised. I may not have tomorrow to be great. I may not have time tomorrow to do something that would get my name to the books of history. So constantly reminding myself that the only time that I really have is now, helps me not procrastinate much. Yeah, so like constantly reminding myself and writing down my objectives and goals for the day.
Okay. So when do you write down those objectives for the day? Do you write them on the if someone wants to know what time they should write those objectives, what's the best time to write them down?
Okay, at times I do best practice, at times I do wrong practice. Best practice is the day before going to sleep. Yeah. But at times I'll definitely write them first thing in the morning. Okay. Either way, it helps my day be guided. But best practice is the night before, so that one also write down what time they need to wake up if they're going to have a head start.
Okay. Why is writing them the day before the best practice though?
I think as human beings, as far back as history goes, we've got two ways of remembering. Mm-hmm. So actually three, and it's linked to our senses. So it's either you hear something, or you write, you see something. So it's either you hear something, you see something. Actually, just two. It's either you hear or see. So when you write down and see that you're writing down, because human beings think in pictures. So as you write down to say, tomorrow I must wake up at 10 hours, that's something that's being imprinted on your subconscious. So that even as you are in your sleep, there's something ringing to say, I must be up at this particular time. So it's also good just for your memory, because it's still stored in your subconscious, be there somewhere around your mind, yeah.
Okay, and with objectives, you said you write down objectives. Is there a preferred way or a standard number of objectives or advisable number of objectives for someone to have in a day? Like how many should I have, like 2, 1, 20 objectives of a day? What's the recommendation there?
For me, personally, I usually go for 3. If I do the most, I go for 5. Because I'm trying to be as realistic as possible with myself and how my schedule is, and also a lot happens during the day, so there might be some other distractions that happen that are beyond your control. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's say work for a particular organization, and you have planned out to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 things. Mm-hmm. Then you're called in for a meeting that takes about 5 hours. That's taken up over about 70-75% of your 8 hours at work. So the less that you have, the better.
Yeah, okay. I see. So you, because you now also, you know, when you talk about minimizing, like maybe 3, if you do the most, you get to 5. Of course, mm-hmm. there's a level of... That's, we're talking about objectives. I'm assuming we're talking about objectives of work or business. Do you now bring in the person? I don't know how, I don't know if personal is even the right term to use, but how do you bring in family? Because I mean, even work and business should be, is personal. So balance, how do you now get to bring into balance the coffee that you talked about earlier, going for coffee with friends, mm-hmm. or spending time, yeah. family, and work or business. Mm-hmm. How do you juggle? Yeah. I think that's one. That's also another $1 million question. How do you balance the two?
All right. So balancing 100% is. I don't know about other people, but for me, it's never worked balancing 100%. But the most that I try to do is. I know my weekends are definitely for family. I know Sunday after church, I do get to spend time with family. Yeah. At my worst, in a month, I'll maybe spend 2 Sundays with the family, maybe a two hours. Then with friends, usually after 5 does work for me. Yeah, because I know after 5, I'm not doing much. Maybe after that, the only time I'll start doing stuff is maybe 8 p.m., 9 p.m. So in between 5 and 8 p.m., I juggle my time around to spend time with friends. Then obviously we have people that we communicate with on a daily basis. I'll give an example, say you're in a relationship. I'll give an example of myself. I'm in a relationship and obviously someone would not accept me going the whole day without talking to them. So
I'd rather definitely.
Yeah, so those 5-10 minute breaks that you spend during your work hours are the best to catch up with friends, family, and your loves. That's how I do my thing.
Okay, interesting. Now that you even bring in the aspect of relationships, there's an aspect of where there's business demand, work demand, there's relationship demand, there's family demand. How do you manage, which to some degree can lead to stress, you know? So how do you manage that stress of A, B, C, D? How do you do? You've written down your objectives. Maybe let's say one of the tasks is of, it's taken longer time than you anticipated. Mm-hmm. You said it's going to take me an hour or two, but you're in the third hour or the fourth hour and you've got other engagements to do. How do you handle that stress, so to say?
At times I go with the route of letting it flow. Basically, because the worst thing you can do when a car loses control is try to control it. So the best way to control a car that's out of control is slowly reducing the speed. So you let it flow, it takes you where it wants, but what you do is just pump on the brakes bit by bit. So what I do on managing stress that comes with work, friends, family, loved ones, and the like is, even as I let it flow, I try to be as empathetic on myself as I can be. I try to be as kind to myself as I can be, and also remind myself to say, I can only split myself in so many ways to a certain degree. So if I know to say I will not manage to meet some of my objectives and obligations, I try to focus on one thing at a go. I remember when my friend was giving me some good rebuke at some point because I was focusing on so many things. He gave me this analogy of the word focus. He said, follow one course until success. So what I do basically is focus. I'll follow one course until success, then I can move on to the other things. Then one of my mentors told me this thing about leaving civilian affairs, civilian issues out of business. So there are times when, in as much as other areas of my life need attention, the most of my attention would definitely go to business, because after the day, same people that need attention in that moment will benefit from whatever results come from my endeavors in business.
Okay.
Yeah. So it also comes back to the area of prioritizing. But if it goes beyond and it's something that's an emergency that's very, very serious, I'd definitely stop on the work and attend to what's the most important to me, which is friends and family.
Okay, that's interesting to know. Now, I think this is the last question that I have for you, is why do you think time management or managing your time is important? Why do you think that's important?
That's a good and hard question. I would say time management is important because how you manage your time now determines where you will be tomorrow. Yeah, so how you manage your seconds, minutes, and hours today determines why you spend your entire day tomorrow. So for me, that's the most important part of why time management is very important. Then also, there's one of the first books I ever read in life. It's what's it called again? Talent is never enough. It mentioned how, because I'm obsessed with becoming a millionaire. At times I don't even have reason why I want to become a millionaire, but I want to become a millionaire. So the author said, you can mess around with a millionaire's money. It doesn't matter because he will make that money again. But one thing you should not mess up with is his time, because time wasted is never regained. Yes. And also being a follower of Jesus and a believer, it also shows that managing your time well is your gratitude to God for being on this earth. Exactly. The Bible asks us to number our days. In other words, it asks us to manage our time well. Yeah. So it's also gratitude to God to manage your time well, because then you're not taking the time that he's given you on earth for granted. So from it being how you manage your time today determines what will be tomorrow, it's also gratitude to God for being.
Okay, interesting. So
yeah,
on that note that you talk about the importance of time management, and I know you're just fresh out of Lakers game, do you think the Lakers manage their time? Do you think the Lakers manage their time well?
I would say they're not they did not manage their first and sorry the, yeah like
the first two
the quarters. Last few minutes of their first quarter, the second quarter and the third quarter, they did not manage it very well. So the pressure that they brought in the fourth quarter was the pressure that they were supposed to bring in the first two quarters. I would be talking championship rings right now. But yeah, because of time not being well managed by the Lakers in the first few quarters, it costed them winning the championship and going to game six. And it's no guarantee that they win the championship in game six. Yeah. Because if Heat win game six, it means we'll be at par and we'd have to go to game seven. Yeah. So I think the whole aspect of not managing well is you get to your destination later in life. Yeah, same as children of Israel, not managing their time well. So somewhere where they were supposed to get in 40 days, it took them 40 years. No, so that's what happened to the Lakers today.
I guess that's the deadlines and writing down your objectives and probably the Miami Heat. So now, we're seeing
yeah.
All right, man. Thank you so much for jumping on and joining on the podcast. I think I've learned a couple of things. Thanks a lot for coming through. I will definitely be hitting you back up. So for anybody watching or listening right now, you can catch Niza has his own podcast. It's called Brand Aid with Niza. Just before we even go, can you share what your podcast is about? I think it would be best if people hear it from you.
All right. Okay, first things first, before I even share about my podcast, I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be on the Millennials Perspective podcast. It's not something I take lightly. So the Brand Aid podcast is a podcast that talks about digital marketing, branding, and personal development. So the goal of the podcast is to help small businesses and large businesses as well position themselves better, mainly online. Okay. So that's what the podcast is about. Yeah. So the podcast is on Apple Podcasts, Buzzsprout, Google Podcasts, Castbox. It's on Deezer and Spotify. Awesome. Just search Brand Aid with Niza and you will be good to go.
Awesome. Yeah. So you hit it for yourself. Go check out the podcast. Subscribe, share it if you want some digital marketing and branding as well as personal development. So Niza, man, thanks a lot for coming through. I appreciate you. I appreciate the knowledge
that you. Thank you so much for having me.
Please, next thank you so much. After the Lakers game.
I definitely will. I'll drink some water. I'm sure I'll feel better.
Thanks a lot.
All right, thank you so much.
Sure.
All right, cheers.